Welcome to the People Building Podcast, brought to you by hypnotherapy and NLP trainer Gemma Bailey. If you're looking to create powerful, positive change in your life, please visit www.peoplebuilding.co.uk.
Hello, people, and welcome to the People Building Podcast on Wednesday, the 7th of December, 2011. So thank you for joining me today. And as you can probably hear, my voice is fading fast. So I just got this nasty little bug thing going on, which I'm sure will pass in good time. But it's a bit of a shame because it is the last show of 2011. And I'm going to sound a bit ropey doing it. But ho-hum, 2012 is a whole new year. And we have got some awesome stuff lined up, both in the world of people building and in NLP for kids. In terms of the people building events, we do, of course, still have the free events running several times next year. Plus, our NLP practitioner training will be running. We also have a couple of diploma courses, which are the courses that you are able to do as a bit of a taster before going on to do the NLP practitioner training. And they're really low value in terms of how much money you need to invest to be able to do them. The great news is that they're also the first 2 days that we cover on the NLP practitioner training. And as such, it means that if you then go on to do the prac training later on, you've already got the first 2 days nailed. So you can either repeat them or you can skip the first 2 days of the training. And we also take off the money that you've paid on the diploma course from the NLP practitioner training, so you can get it at an even cheaper price than the prices that we happen to give it away at our free events. So those are the exciting people building bits and bobs that are coming up next year. But as I mentioned, there's some great stuff going on in the world of NLP for kids too. So next year we've got 4 events arranged for London, Birmingham and Manchester in the early part of 2012. The great news for us is that we've already got at least 20 people booked on each of those events already, and we've only sent out one email to promote it so far. So very, very exciting for us, and hoping that you can join us and be there too. If you want to know more about those events, you just need to head on over to nlp4kids.org, and if you click on the Join Us tab, you'll see the list of events that are coming up in the early part of next year, and you can sign yourself up to come along to any one of them, or 2 of them, but probably one's enough, really. So that's very exciting stuff. We've recently taken on a whole new batch of NLP for Kids practitioners, 6 of them in total, and another 5, I think, ready to do the training in the early part of next year. And it would be great to have you join the team too. The great news is that if you are interested in NLP for Kids, as an amazing bonus, we also now offer you the NLP practitioner training as part of that package. So it's a great opportunity to get that extra qualification of the NLP practitioner training worth around about £2,500, but included within the NLP for Kids training. So a really appealing offer, I like to think. What else do I need to tell you about? There's some freebie stuff going on in the world of people building. If you head on over to the news pages, then you will see on there a freebie gift, which was sent out earlier today via the People Building newsletter, which incidentally, if you're not signed up for it, then of course you can go ahead and do so simply by going to the People Building website. You'll see all the information on there. But I have a wonderful free gift for you, which is from a friend of mine named Ian Rowland, who is an amazing mind ninja, quite simply. He is a cold reading expert, specialises in applied cold reading, which is an amazing skill. It's one that I've been trained in by Ian. It's one that the likes of Derren Brown have been trained in. He's also worked with the FBI and the GB Olympic team. So this guy's got amazing credentials, and he's given us a free gift that I can share with you, especially for Christmas. It's an extra little Christmas prezzy from me to you. And it's called Mind Twists. So if you head on over to the people building website in the news sections, you will find it listed there. And I'm popping it in there as we speak so that you can head straight over now and download it. It's a free download. No giving your details out or anything like that in order for you to get it. So it really is a genuinely free gift with no exchange required, and I strongly recommend that you head on over there and get it because Ian's work is amazing. It's really top-notch standard, and this guy totally knows his stuff. So I think that you'll get some great learning from what he's offering there. So head on over and get that download, and I will be sharing with you after the break the people building article that went out today in said newsletter. Today it's all about being offended, as you can see from the title of this podcast. So if you want to get the written version of this, then you can head on over to the People Building website and go to the resources section and click on articles there, and it will be the first one that you see. In addition, there will also be a video version of this, and that will be featured on YouTube on the People Building channel that we have on there. And you can also then get to see me, and I may well be in my new home as I record that video for you. Or I might just be a bit boring and be at the office, who knows? So the reason why I have written this article about being offended is because of a really interesting interview that I heard on the radio, and it's inspired me to speak about how our perception of things start to change as we grow older, and things that we used to think were quite cool and trendy actually become a little bit irritating. But how, by doing a simple reframing exercise, which is what I'm going to talk you through throughout the article, you can start to change your perception of events, of other people, and of the things that they're saying. A simple reframing technique, and this one's really cool and it's really cute, and I think you're going to have a lot of fun playing with this. So we're going to take a quick break now. When we come back, we will be exploring the article called Offended, and hoping that my voice lasts out for just long enough to get me to the end of this podcast today. Back in a sec. This is Gemma from People Building, and I have a very special offer for you. As a podcast fan, you are entitled to 6 free CDs, which will teach you the 3 best NLP techniques and how to use them, how to hypnotize yourself for massive personal improvement, a full-length self-hypnosis session, and our secret skills disc. Visit www.specialofferfromgemma.com to get your 6 free CDs. And as a special bonus gift from me, I will also give you 1 month's free subscription to the People Building Members Club. As a member, you will receive each month a hypnosis script from the People Building Archive, which has been dissected to tell you all of the secret hypnotic language included. A monthly video podcast and an audio podcast, full length on CD, with content that is not shared in this show, NLP Uncovered, as each month we take something from the world of NLP and explain what it is and how to use it. You'll also receive a full-length self-hypnosis audio on disc each month in your members pack. Plus, you'll be invited to the People Building Members webinar, where we'll be speaking to the great and good from the world of hypnotherapy, NLP, and self-development to give us all their very best ideas about how we can change and improve. To claim your 6 free CDs and 1 month's free membership to the People Building Members Club, visit www.specialofferfromgemma.com. Alrighty, so let's take a look at our article for today, which is called Offended. I never wanted to become that person that says there's a point in life when dot 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 fill in the gap. Because I heard so many adults say that when I was younger, it was a sure sign that they were old and I was young. The dot dot dots at the end of the sentence are the space for one or more of the following statements. There comes a point in life when music is too loud. There comes a point in life when you want to sit down at a concert. There comes a point in life when your breasts have stretched to reach your belly button. There comes a point in life when you'd rather stay in than have a night out. There comes a point in life when you don't want to have sex anymore. There comes a point in life when policemen start looking too young. Recently, I was listening to the radio, and a well-known rapper was talking about what older people would say in response to his music. He said that people would quite openly tell him that they didn't like his work and that they thought it was rubbish. Hearing him speak, he really did sound like a young, offended youth, thinking that the people who didn't like his music were simply out of touch with reality. The interviewer asked him how he coped with that, and he replied that in the past, he used to become quite upset by people's comments, sometimes getting defensive and fighting back against their unsolicited feedback. This can't be an easy thing to do, as there's a sort of inbuilt rule that even though those older than you can be wrong, you should still respect their wrongness. That there is just something about your granny saying, "This bloody music is just a lot of talking and shouting," that makes her right, despite the fact that you might secretly enjoy a bit of Eminem yourself. He said then that he decided to change his approach to the people who told him that they didn't like his work. Instead of getting offended by it, he asked himself, "Would this feedback mean as much to me if it were being said by a 4-year-old?" Of course, the answer was no. If a 4-year-old child walked up to you and said, "Your work is rubbish and I don't like your hair," your response would probably be to say, "Go away," and think what a rude and silly child is having a rude and silly moment. You would forget about it very quickly and take their comments with a pinch of salt. You could take any offensive comment and hear, see, experience it in your mind like a little 4-year-old saying the bad words your boss, mum, partner, or whoever said. Maybe you can imagine it is a little 4-year-old them saying it. And I bet you'll end up reacting very, very differently to them. And I wonder then, what would happen if you only ever became offended like a 4-year-old? So this would involve you saying, "Well, I don't care," and then you need to stamp your foot, march off, and very quickly get distracted by an aeroplane in the sky, or do a dance, or draw a picture, and instantly forget about what was said, and get on with doing something else instead. A useful technique, methinks. Imagine you being able to overcome challenges that quickly, like kids do. But imagine too having the ability to take any offensive thing that somebody has said to you and to think of it coming out of the mouth of a child. And it starts to lose its impact and it starts to lose its importance. You can do that for yourself, and you can do it so that your response to that person becomes very different. It might just prevent arguments from escalating. If you're able to view what someone has said to you in the same way that you would if it were coming from a child, I wonder how your response would be different. I think you can get quite creative with this, and I'm interested to hear back from you and find out exactly what happens when you took an offensive comment and heard it as if it were from a child instead of from the grumpy adult that had said it to you. And I'm interested to know too, I want your feedback. It's gemma@peoplebuilding.co.uk to find out what happens when you react to what they've said like a 4-year-old or a 5-year-old would do. Because they are so good at letting out the emotion and then forgetting about it and moving on. I think it could be a useful skill for some of us adults to have, to let it out, let it go, and very quickly move on. Anyways, that's the article for today. I hope you enjoyed it. And we're going to take another short break. When we come back, it will be time for our relaxation session. Back in just a few moments.
People Building is your hypnotherapy and NLP authority on hypnosis scripts, hypnosis audios, articles, ebooks, podcasts, videos, training, and therapy. Visit www.peoplebuilding.co.uk for all your self-development needs.
Okay, so we're now moving into that point during the show where it is time for you to become comfortably relaxed. And that means that you will be unable to listen to this particular section of the show if you are currently driving or operating any machinery, or at any other point in time when you need to be awake and alert. But for everyone else now, it's time for you to comfortably relax. And I'm really hoping my voice is going to hold out until the end of this, and I apologise that the tone of my voice is somewhat croaky and probably not the most soothing as it would be usually, but you never know, maybe once the good old hypnosis music comes on, it might even help to soothe me as well as soothing you too. So take a moment now to get yourself comfortable, lie back, and just as soon as you are ready, you can close your eyes and allow those eyes to become completely and comfortably relaxed. Relaxing all the muscles in the eyes and around the eyes. Around your nose and around your mouth. Everything relaxing. Comfortably calm. Still. Warm. And relaxed. And that relaxation spreading now down the neck, into the shoulders, and all the way down to the tips of your fingers, across the chest, into the tummy, and then the hips and the thighs, and down your legs to the tips of your toes. So that your whole body is now totally and completely comfortably relaxed. And your breathing can relax. And your thinking can relax. Relaxed thoughts and relaxed thinking and those relaxed thoughts in your relaxed thinking causing you to consider how you can begin behaving differently now. Towards the criticisms you may hear, perceived, implied, intended or not. how you can think differently about the harsh tones that you hear, the unwanted expressions that you may see. Can all change their meaning, can be different simply by you considering that outside world as if you were viewing it through the eyes of a child. Thinking as children do. And considering too what their communication would really mean if they too were just a child inside. You can change your thinking, your feelings, and reactions easily now. As I count back from 5 up to 1, and when I reach 1, it will be time for you to open your eyes and be feeling fully and completely awake and alert. So starting at 5, moving up to 4, 3, 2 and 1, and ready now for eyes open, bright and breezy, and wide, wide awake. All right, people, thank you very much for tuning in to the People Building Podcast for the last show of December 2011, and I'm sorry that my voice has been a bit flaky and a bit iffy. So it's one of the things with having a voice where you talk for a living, or having a job where you talk for a living either. Oh, I give up. I'm going to bed. See you in 2012. Bye for now. This is Gemma from People Building, and I have a very special offer for you. As a podcast fan, you are entitled to 6 free CDs, which will teach you the 3 best NLP techniques and how to use them, how to hypnotize yourself for massive personal improvement, a full-length self-hypnosis session, and our secret skills disc. Visit www.specialofferfromgemma.com to get your 6 free CDs. And as a special bonus gift from me, I will also give you 1 month's free subscription to the People Building Members Club. As a member, you will receive each month a hypnosis script from the People Building Archive, which has been dissected to tell you all of the secret hypnotic language included. A monthly video podcast and an audio podcast, full length on CD, with content that is not shared in this show, NLP Uncovered, as each month we take something from the world of NLP and explain what it is and how to use it. You'll also receive a full-length self-hypnosis audio on disc each month in your members pack, plus you'll be invited to the People Building Members webinar, where we'll be speaking to the great and good from the world of hypnotherapy, NLP and self-development to give us all their very best ideas about how we can change and improve. To claim your 6 free CDs and 1 month's free membership to the People Building Members Club, visit www.specialofferfromgemma.com.